5 wizards were sent to Middle-earth to help humanity against Sauron. We know about Gandalf, Saruman and Radagast, but what about the other two, the blue wizards? Did they play a pivotal role in all this without us even knowing? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover Tolkien's Legendarium in depth, as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. If you like the sound of that, then please do click the subscribe button in the bottom right of your screen and the bell icon. The 5 wizards, Isildur, sent by the Valar to help the Free Peoples resist Sauron, were some of the most powerful beings in all Middle-earth. We know, of course, about Gandalf the Grey, and Saruman the White's power is there for all to see, and even Radagast the Brown is powerful in his own way. But what about the other two, the blue wizards? We never meet them in the stories, and they only get passing references in Tolkien's other writings, but they surely had the power to make a huge difference. So where did they go, and what did they do? Might Tolkien have left us any clues to suggest, unseen and off-map, they had an influence on the stories that we know? I think so. The reason many of us have only a fuzzy understanding of the Blue Wizards is simple. Tolkien, deliberately, I think, doesn't mention them much. There is just one passing reference to them in The Lord of the Rings, when Saruman angrily accuses Gandalf of wanting the keys to Barad-dûr, the crowns of the 7 kings, and the rods of the 5 wizards, thereby putting a number to the amount of wizards in the order Gandalf sometimes name-checks. In the Book of Unfinished Tales, we get a bit more information. When the Valar decided to send emissaries to Middle-earth 1,000 years into the Third Age, one of those chosen was called Alatar. He decided to bring his friend Palando. These two clad themselves in sea blue and became known as the Ithrin Luin, the Blue Wizards. They headed off to the east with Saruman without stopping to make themselves known to the powers that be in the west, while Gandalf stayed wandering in the west and Radagast settled himself in the western borders of Mirkwood. The very presence of the Blue Wizards was therefore a mystery or even a secret to the denizens of the west of Middle-earth. Tolkien even scribbled a little note for himself, later discovered by his son, that when Saruman even mentioned in passing that there were 5 wizards, it was him letting out a piece of private information. No one was supposed to know about the Blue Wizards. And so secret was their mission that it seems they were there even earlier, in the Second Age, not just in the Third Age, which is when Saruman, Gandalf and Radagast were sent. This is what Tolkien wrote. The other two, the Blue Wizards, came much earlier, when matters became very dangerous in the Second Age. Their task was to circumvent Sauron, to bring help to the few tribes of men that had rebelled from Melkor worship, to stir up rebellion, and after his first fall, to search out his hiding, in which they failed, and to cause dissension and disarray among the Dark East. They must have had very good influence on the history of the Second Age and the Third Age, in weakening and disarraying the forces of East, who would both in the Second Age and the Third Age otherwise have outnumbered the West. So now we see a much bigger story here. At the start of the Second Age, Sauron was laying low. After Morgoth's defeat, he had refused to head west to receive his judgment from Manwë, and instead had hidden himself in Middle-earth, biding his time. From what Tolkien says, the Blue Wizards were sent then to try to find him, but failed in that. Sauron eventually revealed himself after the creation of the Rings of Power and rose to his greatest power in that time. He possessed the One Ring, brought about the downfall of Numenor, the mightiest human kingdom ever, and made repeated and very nearly successful attempts to conquer all of Middle-earth. But from what Tolkien says, the Blue Wizards were still there, operating in secret behind enemy lines, weakening Sauron's grip over humans and sowing dissension in the ranks. They became known as Mononatar, Darkness Slayer, and Romestanu, East Helper. Istari seemed to go by a lot of different names. Gandalf, for example, was also Olorin, Greyheim, Mithrandir, Stormcrow, and several others. Anyway, we may not see all that the Blue Wizards did at that time, but they were clearly very effective. When the last alliance of elves and men fought Sauron in that climactic battle we see at the opening of the Lord of the Rings films, where Sauron had the ring cut from his finger, it was a close-run thing. The mighty High Kings of the elves and men were both killed. From what Tolkien tells us, it seems that the work of the Blue Wizards in secret was probably what made the difference. They had a very great influence, he writes, and without them, Sauron's forces would have outnumbered the West. So the Blue Wizards, in secret in the Second Age, were heroes, tipping the odds in favour of the West and leading directly to the downfall of Sauron. And then, of course, Sauron disappeared for 1,000 years, in the absence of the ring having no physical form. And presumably, job done, the Blue Wizards returned to Valinor. But of course, Sauron later did return, in secret at first. The Valar, presumably remembering what a success the Blue Wizards had been the last time, commissioned Alatar to head back to Middle-earth and do it again, but as part of a larger group this time. The 5 Istari that we know about. Alatar persuaded his old mate Palando to come with him again and joined up with Saruman to head east, where they had been so successful last time. Although we tend to focus in on Gandalf's work in the west, heading east was probably actually the most sensible place to go in Middle-earth if you were searching for Sauron. That's where his influence was strongest, his allies held the most power, and so on. If he were to regroup anywhere, that would be a reasonable place for him to go. But although they seem to have had some success in preventing the forces of evil in the east from growing too powerful, they very much failed to find Sauron again. Fair enough, he wasn't in the east at all. He was hiding out in Dol Guldur in South Mirkwood. But then things started to go bad. After about 1,500 years of fruitless searching, Saruman leaves the 2 Blue Wizards and heads into the west, setting up a base at the strategically important site of Orthanc. And things were starting to happen. Unbeknownst to anyone, Sméagol, Gollum, got hold of the One Ring. Sauron was growing in strength as the Necromancer, and the Witch King, who had been quiet in Mordor with the other Ringwraiths for a few hundred years after successfully destroying Arnor and the line of kings in Gondor earlier in the Third Age, suddenly started offensive manoeuvres, capturing Osgiliath, for example, the ancient capital of Gondor. And the Blue Wizards? Well, the Blue Wizards faltered and failed. We don't know exactly how, because we aren't told, but Tolkien sums it up like this. Their fate was unknown, but some held that they fell into evil and became servants of Sauron. That's quite a fall from grace. In fact, it's possible that Saruman's own fall began when he was back with the Blue Wizards. He certainly seems to have been focused more on the hunt for the One Ring than for Sauron himself when he returned. Perhaps also Sauron had realised belatedly what a huge influence the 2 Blue Wizards had been last time, in the Second Age. How, but for their influence, he might have won. And perhaps part of what he was doing all those years he was in hiding was not just slowly regathering his strength, but corrupting some of his most powerful enemies from afar. He didn't want the Blue Wizards doing to him again what they did the last time. It's all a bit speculative, because Tolkien doesn't tell us, but what he does say is that some held that they fell into evil. It's one of his ways of telling us that even in-world, people don't know what happened. Nevertheless, it took a long time, but eventually those 2 Blue Wizards apparently succumbed and became servants of Sauron. It fits with what else we know of the Third Age. It's surely not a coincidence that Círdan, the elf with the gift of foresight, gave Narya the Ring of Fire to Gandalf, rather than one of the Blue Wizards, to support him and prevent him from growing weary in his task, and to rekindle hearts in a world that grows chill. Radagast played his part, to be sure, but of the 5 Istari, it was only Gandalf who indefatigably searched for Sauron and rallied the West and generally did the job he was sent to do. And it was only Gandalf who returned to Valinor, a sure sign that only he stuck to his task to the very end. So I think we can be sure that the rumours were true. The Blue Wizards did fail. The Blue Wizards' failing had an impact, of course. Tolkien talks of their role in preventing Sauron from amassing a much larger army to attack the West with. This seems to have been successful in the Second Age and much of the Third Age, but by the latter years of the Third Age, when they had fallen, by the time of the War of the Ring, Sauron's forces hugely outnumbered those of humans and elves. When Aragorn took his forces to the Black Gate at the end of The Lord of the Rings, we read that they are outnumbered by at least 10-1. Sauron had been able to send forces to attack Minas Tirith, Lothlorien, North Mirkwood, Dale and the Lonely Mountain, the Gondorian coast and elsewhere, and still had enough troops left over to completely outnumber the largest army in the West. If it had just been a matter of one army against another, Sauron would have won. But there is one more twist to this story of the Blue Wizards, because powerful wizards such as these do not just disappear when they switch sides. With Sauron finally defeated, the Witch King and Ringwraiths gone, they were probably the most powerful entities left in the region, still honouring the memory of Sauron. What might they do in a world where Aragorn was now unchallenged ruler, and all Sauron or Melkor worship would be viewed as treason? Well, they would probably do what they did best, operate behind enemy lines, sowing seeds of dissension. And that is exactly what Tolkien says they did in a letter in 1958. He writes that, "I suspect they were founders or beginners of secret cults and magic traditions that outlasted the fall of Sauron." And what's the twist? Well, I did another video on the sequel that Tolkien started writing to The Lord of the Rings called The New Shadow. It's set in Gondor a couple of hundred years after Sauron's fall. The people are discontent and restless. There are whispers of rebellions and evil rising. The hero we are introduced to is asked to don black and wait until dark to be led to something that sounds cult-like. He thinks he can sense the return of an old evil. Could the Blue Wizards have been the big baddies in Tolkien's unfinished sequel to The Lord of the Rings? It sounds suspiciously like they might have been. Founding secret cults, sowing discontent, and keeping alive the name of Sauron is exactly what we were told they were doing, and exactly what seems to have been the plot of that book. We may not have seen much of the Blue Wizards in The Lord of the Rings, but I suspect that if Tolkien had finished writing his sequel, we may have seen a lot more of them. If you'd like to see more videos on the world of J.R.R. Tolkien and The Lord of the Rings, please click on the link to the playlist on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, or get access to some content I produce just for my patrons, please click on the link to my Patreon page on the right of the screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.